Thanks, Miller Man. Okay, before we dive straight into the corner, I would like to read this. Musers, I'm a diehard P1, and I'm going under the knife today. I've been in the hospital for a couple of days having the most delightful diagnostic tests performed. Anyway, the P1 continues, I get to have a section of my innards lopped out this afternoon.
Mm.
And it would really lift my spirits if one of you could throw me a shout out on the air. Peace, Will. Will? No.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. This is not about you, okay? This is about us entertaining people.
Ow!
God, that sucks. I guess he's having to have part of his colon removed, right? Isn't that the innards they usually lop out?
I guess so.
Yes.
You right, George?
I'm fine.
Okay. John says, has anyone ever taken notice that Jub Jub sounds a lot like the Jack in the Box guy?
Oh my
yes.
gosh, again.
Everybody thinks that.
I don't hear it.
It's very strange
yes.
because I've never really thought that either.
Me neither.
And usually we're all pretty sensitive to voices that sound alike or, you know, the way people sound. But yeah, I've never gotten that from you either.
We haven't heard that in a while. We used to get that all the time.
But mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've heard it and not hearing it.
Why hasn't anyone ever been able to imitate you?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty easy.
We have a fake Craig.
How come you? Not people. How come you?
I don't know. I mean, I can't choose who I can imitate. It's just somebody rings a bell with you and you can kind of do their voice or you don't.
But I've never even heard you try to do George's voice. Is it just so impossible?
Yes, it is impossible.
It's not impossible.
He has an imitation-proof voice.
No. Nope.
Let's talk Rangers baseball.
Now that sounds like you. Who's that?
That's the Jack in the Box guy.
It's like no one has imitated me, but now, for some reason, in the past maybe year, people have been saying I sound just like Owen Wilson. And I never used to get that.
I don't hear that at all.
But in the past 2 years, I've somehow become Owen Wilson.
I've only heard one fake Gordo, and that was Norm. He did that.
But that was Norm's voice imitating the content.
And I've only heard one fake George, and that was Ron and Don.
That is true. The great Ron and Don.
I got some nachos, and I get a burrito up here.
That was good.
That was their fake George.
What a bunch of little bitches.
That's not Ron and Don. It's a different show that sounds a lot like Ron and Don. Mike brings up a very good topic, because I mentioned yesterday, I think it was yesterday, gluing a chimp's mouth shut. Now, I can't remember the context in which I said it, but...
Was it the Larry Allen thing?
Yes. Okay, there you go. When was that? A couple days ago?
It was yesterday.
No. God, I can't remember the shows. Boy, they really all blend together. I swear, some people will say, like, hey, this morning when y'all were talking about so-and-so, and in my mind, that seemed like it was like 2 weeks ago we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Anyway, he says, the subject, super glue. Have you ever been successful at gluing together anything but your thumb and index finger while using super glue? Mike claims it's the biggest rip-off product ever.
I agree.
I think I've used it to success.
No, you haven't.
You sure?
There's no way you would try to do what the guy did in the commercial.
See, I swear I glued my construction helmet to an I-beam once.
And then just hold on to that, supporting your body weight from a 100-story drop. No, I'm with him. I think glue is failed.
All glue is failed.
I know Elmer's glue is failed.
Did you know you were going to make that statement this morning when you woke
no.
up? I think glue has failed.
And I know super glue has failed.
Elmer's glue works.
It does not.
Sure it does.
It doesn't glue anything.
That Gorilla Glue is supposed to be great on wood. I don't know about that. Mm. You ever use that?
It's pretty good on that. The problem is if you have it sit around for very long, it glues itself to the inside of the bottle.
What about wood glue? That works.
Secure
a dowel? Sure. Perry?
Maybe we don't set
what does
it
that
properly.
Mean?
Maybe that's the problem. When people glue stuff, they don't...
I think if you follow the instructions on super glue, it works.
I don't think so. I've tried.
The thing is, I think a lot of people... It's only for specific types of surfaces that super glue works, right?
I thought it worked on anything. Plastic, metal?
I don't know.
Fiberglass?
I don't know.
Glass.
All right, maybe we need to do a super glue experiment.
Works great on fingers.
Okay, would you allow us, Giorgio, to do the construction worker experiment on you.
No.
At ticket stock.
At ticket stock.
No, I'm a junior. I don't think it works.
A construction helmet. And glue you to an I-beam.
You don't have to continue.
Then get a cherry picker to raise you up high above.
Just hang on.
Ticket stock.
Hang on.
Wherever ticket stock is, we'll have that.
At ticket stock.
Occur.
I think their problem is in their marketing. By calling it super glue and claiming it can glue anything, I think they raised the bar too high. It should be called decent glue. Every once in a while, it does a decent job.
Good, yeah, pretty good glue.
It's not super glue.
I don't think that name's going to sell as well.
Decent glue?
Yeah.
I don't know. And who is Elmer, by the way? How did he get the early market on everything?
He's someone that didn't know anything about glue.
I loved Elmer's glue. You didn't think that's great when you got to work with
Elmer's glue?
And, you know, like turning that orange nipple?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, as a kid, I loved it.
And seeing the white head disappear into the orange nipple? I didn't know that was going to be suddenly or anything.
That
sounds so gross.
As a kid, I loved it, but it can't even glue two pieces of construction paper together.
It can.
No, it can't.
Yeah, you just have to give it time to dry.
See, that's your problem.
As a kid, you don't have time.
Too much glue, and you're not allowing it to dry.
How about the new advent of the glue stick?
Now,
that's great.
That's not new.
Semi-fail.
Well, but that's about all they use in school now is the glue stick.
They don't have the old Elmer's bottles?
I don't know if my kids have any of that.
It's all about glue sticks now.
All right. Okay, commercials that are making us laugh here on the ticket. There's a few of them that I've been noticing, and it's always risky when we do this, but we're going to do it anyway, because this is the station, this is the show that takes chances.
Mm-hmm.
There's a commercial right now for Texas Health Resources that cracks me up, and it's because of the one thing that this girl does in it that sounds very ungirl-like. Take a listen at the sound that a girl makes.
Ever said to a mechanic, my car makes this sound? Or,
my AC goes...
Okay, wait. Now, there's no way that a girl is really making that sound, right?
Sounds like it. Sounds like her voice. I like the guy's...
Sounds like Barney from The Simpsons burping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a girl's voice doing that.
You can't be attracted to a girl that sounds like that.
I like the guy's noise, too. It sounds very very Warner Brothers, you know, and they're trying to shake off a head injury.
Okay, but listen, her voice before that sounds really cute. Her voice before that sounds really cute. Play it from the beginning there, Jer.
Ever said to a mechanic, my car makes this sound? Or...
my AC goes...
Everyone can tell when something isn't right, especially with their body. Doctor, my knee keeps going... Is that bad? At Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital Plano, we offer advanced joint care and replacement, from ankles, knees, and hips to shoulders and elbows. If you can bend it, we can mend it. To learn more, call 1-877-THR-WELL.
There you go. Okay, that's not the way they get in the spot.
It should.
Thought since we had a little fun at that commercial, we'd play the full thing there, Texas Health Resources. Okay, there's another one that's on my radar right now, and it's the North Texas Tollway Authority's Dallas Cowboy Dallas Toll Tag. And it's funny because the read that this guy does, I think, is really funny and good. He's trying to imitate the Jimmy Johnson, how about them Cowboys deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to imitate the announcer that's doing it. And listen to his read on this.
Okay. It's like this. How about them Cowboys toll tags?
How about them Cowboys toll tags?
No.
Tags.
Stop right there. It's how about them Cowboys toll tags?
Okay. Stand back. How about them Cowboys toll tags?
Do you even watch football?
It's weak. It is so weak.
I like the first pass through where he says tags again.
Okay, play it.
Okay. It's like this. How about them Cowboys toll tags?
How about them Cowboys toll tags?
No.
Tags.
Stop right there. It's how about them Cowboys toll tags?
Okay. Stand back. How about them Cowboys toll tags?
Do you even watch football?
Nobody says it with an emphasis on the second syllable. To tags.
This may be way too out there, but he sounds exactly like Tim Kazurinsky from Saturday Night Live. In the 80s.
I barely remember him.
I hated him.
I know who you're talking about. Hang on, let's
just
see.
The first time he speaks, he
how
sounds
about
exactly
them Cowboys
like...
Nope.
Yeah, right there, that
how
one.
How about them Cowboys toll tags?
Nope.
Exactly like him.
Squelch up there, and
he was one of the guys that did the take a meat thermometer and shove it through your ear.
I hate
when that happens.
I don't think he was one of them. It was Christopher Guest and
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal did those two guys. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it's still Tim Kazurinsky who he sounds like.
Oh. Okay.
Then Cowboys.
I was just trying to think of something he was in, but I can't.
How about them?
You know, Police Academy movies.
You know, a TV commercial that is. I just can't get away from, and it makes me laugh every time I see it. And
please tell me it's not a Brian Wilson one.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you don't see it as much because one of the campaigns for the half-price Blizzard is pretty much over now that we get to the winter months.
Going around.
But Dairy Queen's doing some funny commercials. They've got that guy with the mustache with all the attitude. And the Rock and Roll Falcon, I don't care what anyone says, is greatness. On the ticket.
At Dairy Queen, we don't stop at good enough. We don't just give you our famous DQ Blizzard.
It's got a Falcon.
We also give you a second Blizzard for only half price. And this isn't just a Falcon. This is a Rock and Roll Falcon. For a limited time, buy your favorite Blizzard and get another for only half price.
Wait.
Half price, baby! Yeah!
That's right. Buy a Blizzard now and get another for only half price. Right, Falcon?
Yeah!
So good, it's ridiculous.
Okay, I've never seen this commercial.
You haven't seen this commercial?
No.
It runs during baseball season.
I never see any commercials because if I do watch TV, it's always time delayed.
So you're missing.
The Falcon puts his wings up, does the rock.
So that's the Falcon screaming?
Yeah. They animate him. It's funny. And all their Dairy Queen commercials, that guy with attitude and the mustache are really funny. The sharks on balloons.
What?
The Mary Lou Retton pinata. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah.
Is that
it? Another good one. No, that's not it. Dairy Queen is winning right now with the Rock and Roll Falcon.
The Rock and Roll Falcon.
It's good to be back in Boston. Yeah. Half price, baby. Yeah.
He said it's good to be back in Boston.
It's good to be back in Boston.
My gosh.
Awesome.
So there you go. A look at some of the commercials that are on our radar. If you have one that you'd like, you know, I'm actually getting a lot of people saying the bunch of other ones that bug them or drive them crazy or that they think are funny. Maybe we'll do an extended segment at some point about that.
How about them Cowboys toe tags?
That's funny.
That is funny.
All right, is that all you got?
Yeah, I can keep going.
How about all three together?
How about them Cowboys toe tag?
How about them Cowboys toe tag?
What a waste of radio time that was. Hey, hope to see everybody out at Guys Night Out tonight in Fort Worth.
Girls
Night Out in Fort Worth. We had an extended discussion about the dangers of Girls Night Out and how all the guys are convinced it's innocent fun. The girls are just going out. They like to just go out and have a few drinks and talk about their chick lit books. It's not what happens. Get this from Daniel. He says, as a former single guy, I know really well the benefits of girls' nights outs. Is that right? My buddies and I would actually look for the bachelorette parties or the group of ladies chugging apple teenies. For a single guy, that group of mostly married girls was the easiest way to pull strange. Mm. Now when my wife tells me she's heading out for girls' night or Bible study or Tupperware party or a walk around the neighborhood with her mommy friends, I cringe and hope she doesn't replace me with a drunk frat guy. Good luck to any husband that thinks girls' nights outs are innocent. And since you guys made me think about my wife going out with friends and the nut-to-butt grinding groins on the dance floor, you just lost a listener.
Oh, wow.
Stay hard, Daniel.
Boy, we've lost a lot of listeners over the past month.
I know it. So hopefully we'll have some misbehaving married women tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Girls' night out.
Frankie's Sports Bar.
I'm going to make a girl make that sound somehow.
Sundance Square, Fort Worth, Girls' Night Out tonight. All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the corner. 929 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, we've got a lot of sports quick hits, how the Tiger-Stevie handshake went, plus a major college football coach arrested for drunk driving.
Coming up today on The Hard Line, it